Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome to today's Daf Nida Daf Ayin Beis. We'll begin at the Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph Omer Beis towards the bottom. Haroya Yom Achadosar. If an Isha sees Dam on day 11 of her Yimei Ziva, now the halacha is that initially if an Isha sees Dam, she's a Nida for the next 7 days, irrelevant of whether she does or doesn't see any Dam during those days, after which she's Tevel. And then begin the 11 Yimei Ziva, the Achad Asar Yimei Ziva. Now, halacha on those days is as follows. If she sees one day, say she sees on day number one, she needs to be Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. She needs to observe one day of Tahara to correspond to the day of Riya, meaning the beginning of day number two needs to be B'Tahara. Mixas Hayom is Kekuloi. We apply the halacha that a little bit, part of a day, has a significance in certain halachas as if the whole day was already kept, and she can be tovel and be tar, but the tahara is pending. It depends on further developments on day number two. If she doesn't see any more dam, then certainly she's tar. But if she should see dam again on that day, then the ri'iyah on that day is mitzar if it combines with yesterday's ri'iyah, and she is tummy limafreya. It's a retroactive tumah, meaning it cancels and nullifies her mikvah tahara of that morning, and she needs to be Shemir Yom Keneged Yom once again, which is day number three. And the same story again, if she's Shemir Yom, she's clean in the beginning of day number three, she can be Tovel and she's Tahar, and this Tahar is dependent upon what's going to happen on the rest of the day. If she is Tahar, fine. Otherwise, if she sees again, and now it's already 3 days in a row, day number one, day number two, and day number three, now she's considered to be Azava Gedoyla, and is required to be Sefer Shivan Akim to count 7 clean days, and afterwards she's Tevel. Now after the 11 Yimei Ziva, begin again the Yimei Nida. Meaning, after the Yir Aleph Yimei Ziva are over, even if she's to see Dam, it is not anymore Dam Ziva, but rather Dam Nida. Of course she's not Nida yet until she sees. We're speaking about potential, meaning those Yimei Nida which follow the Yimei Ziva are potential Yimei Nida. If she sees Dam, she is going to be Anida once again. Now, day number 11 is very unique. It's different than the other Yimei Ziva. Why is that? Because all other days have a potential of developing into being a Zava Gdaila. Meaning, if she sees a Ri on day number 1, she can go ahead and see on day number 2 again, and then day number 3, and now she's a Zava Gdaila. However, day 11, Yomid Aleph, doesn't have that option, doesn't have that possibility. It doesn't contain with it a potential of ever turning and evolving and developing into a Zava Gedoyla. Why is that? Very simple. Because what is the day after day 11? That's Yimei Nida. Day number 12 is already Yimei Nida. During the Yimei Nida, she can't become a Zava. So now the question is, what about a Zava Ketana? What about the halacha of Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom? If an Isha sees on day 11, is she mechuyev, is she obligated to be Shomer Yom Keneged Yom on account of that Riyah? Or not? Perhaps do we say that since the Yom Yir Aleph cannot become into a Zava Gedoyla, cannot combine with the following day, with the subsequent days, therefore, Yom Yir Aleph doesn't even contain with it the halachas of Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. If she is to see on day 11, she's not mechuyev to be Shomer Yom Keneged Yom either. So you have a machlekes v'shamei mesila in this Mishnah. Haroya yom achadasar yom. If she sees on day 11, v'tavla le'erev, and she's tavel on that very night, v'shimsha, and she does tashmish, v'shamei yomrim, she is a full-fledged zava, she requires shomer yom keneged yom. And that night, since it is still before she was shomer yom keneged yom, that only happens at the beginning of day 12, therefore, metamen mishkav v'moshav, the Isha and the Isha are metame, what they sit and lie on, meaning they are considered to be tmeim. Her tumah carries over to the Baal as well. V'chayav mekarb, they are mechuyev to being a carbon on account of being Baal a zava. V'silul aymrim, no, that is not the halacha. Yom Yud Aleph, day 11, does not require her to be shemer yom keneged yom. And therefore, certainly on the actual yom Riyah, she's tame. But if the yom is over, and it's already night, and now she's tevel, min ha-teira, she's already tar. V'sil lo'imim p'tur min ha-karvan. they are potter from bringing a carbon. Since minat Torah, she is tohira. Now, why does Beis Hillel only discuss carbon and not tumah? So Rashi explains that even according to Beis Hillel, there is a gzera d'rabbanan regarding tumah. Why is that? Because since if what took place here would have happened on any other of the Yimei Ziva, say for example on day number one of her Yimei Ziva, she would have seen on day number one, that night would have been Tevel, Minatir, she's still Tamei. Because a Re'iyah on day number one does require her to be Shomer Yoyim Keneged Yoyim, meaning she has to be Shomer day number two. Until then, she's Tamei Minatir. Therefore, if what took place here would have happened on any other day, they would have been Tamei. So there's a Gzerim Derabbanan to apply Tumah in our case as well, in order to avoid confusion. But that's only regarding Tumah Derabbanan. However, Minat Torah, since she's Torah, they are Potter from Karvan. Continues the Mishnah. Tavla B'Yoyim Shel Achrav. If she was Tavla on day number 12, meaning she was Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, she was Tavla, V'Shim She'ez Beisa, V'Achakach Rasa, and afterwards she found Dam. So, let's remember, we're talking about day number 12, which is already the first day of her Yomei Nida. So even though she's seeing Dam now, it's Dam Nida. It will not combine, it will not be Mitzdarif with yesterday's Riyah. Today's Dam is Dam Nida. Yesterday's Dam is Dam Ziva. They don't combine with each other. So if she's Tame now, it's only going forward. It's not retroactive. It's not Mafri at all. Therefore, Min HaTorah, what took place this morning up until the Riyah, stays in its place. It's maintained. She's still tar regarding what happened until the Riyah. Therefore, v'shami oimer metamen mishkav v'moishav, meaning they're only metame midrabanan uptur min hakarbon. They are potter min hakarbon, since min haTorah there was no tumah, there was no retroactive tumah. However, midrabanan they are still metame, and why is that? Because once again, there's a gzera d'rabanan. Because if this would have taken place on any other day, on any other of the Yimei Ziva, for instance, if she would have seen on day number one of the Yimei Ziva, which requires a Shmir Shem Keneged Yoyim on day number two, and she was Shemir at the beginning of the day, she was Tevel, they were Meshamish, but then she saw again, as we mentioned earlier, her Tahara was pending. As soon as she sees again, it nullifies, it cancels the Tahara, and they are indeed Metamei L'Mafreya, she's Metamei L'Mafreya, and they turn out to both be Tamei. Retroactively, they were both Tamei. So therefore, since in that case there would be a Tumah Midah HaTorah, so Chachamim made a Gzera to Mitamah her in our case of day number 12 as well, to avoid confusion. Well, Beis Hillel Aimer, no, there isn't even a Tumah D'Rabbanan, it is merely Harei Gagron. He's a guzzler. It's a very inappropriate behavior, meaning, since during the other Yimei Ziva, this behavior is not acceptable, meaning, she sees on day number 1, day number 2 she's Tevel, and she's Tar. But since the Tahara is only pending, it is dependent on further developments on that day. They have to wait and see. Therefore, he's not allowed to be Boil until they are certain that she'll be Tar, meaning they have to wait until the end of the day. Since it is an unacceptable behavior during the other Yimei Ziva, so too Chachamim Aser, they forbid him from, they called him a Gargaron at least, and they very much discouraged this type of behavior even on day 12 because of Gzera to avoid confusion. Continues the Mishnah. Umaydim, Bisham and Bisil both agree in the following case, meaning only on day 11 do we have a discussion whether there's a Chiv Shmir Siyam Keneged Yom or not. We have a Chlek of Bisham and Bisil. However, on a Re'iyah that took place on any other one of the Yimei Ziva, certainly there's a Machlekes there. Umaydim, Beroyah, Besoychid Aleph Yom, if she saw in any other of the Yod Aleph Yom, V'tavla Le'erev, she was Tevel that night, V'shimsha, she was Meshamish, certainly in that case, Shemetamen, Mishka V'Moisha, V'chayavim B'Karbon. Why is that? Because they're Tamei Min HaTorah. Until she is Shemer the next day B'Tahara, she is Tamei Min HaTorah. There's no machlokes about that. Tavla B'Yom Shel Achrav. Say it's already day number 2. She was already Shemer Mixas HaYom, and she was Tevel. So at that point, she's Tar, but it is only a pending. It's only dependent. It's dependent on what's going to happen that day. It is still Tali. It is hanging. So, as we mentioned before, they're not allowed to be Meshamish. They can't take a risk. They can't take a chance. What if they do go ahead and do that? Meshimsha. Harezu Tar Vesra. It's bad behavior. Umagon. Whatever they touch. Ubi Lasan. And the actual Be'ila regarding are they Mechuyav Karbon or not? Tiluyin. it's all pending. Meaning we don't know. We have to wait till the end of the day to conclude on the status of the taharas that they may have touched, and also regarding their chiv carbon. If she maintains taharas, they were lucky. So the taharas remain tar, and they're potam in a carbon. But if she should go ahead and see again after the tashmish, then retroactively she was tamei, they are retamei mishkav amoyshav, and they are chayav bekarbon. So in conclusion, we have four levels of categories in this Mishnah. We have a tumah, a case of tumah min ha-Torah, and a chiv karbon min ha-Torah. We have another case of tumah min ha-Torah that is tali, meaning it is a pending tumah. We have a third case of a tumah only midrabbanan with a ptur karbon. And we have the final case of Hareza Gargaron, a guzzler, a very discouraged form of behavior. Meaning, if there was a re'iyah on day number one, for example, that is a re'iyah which is machayev shem yom k'neged yom. In that case, it is a tumah min ha-Torah until she is shem yom k'neged yom. If she is shemer the next day, and she is tovel, at that point, the tumah is pending, it's tali. However, if the re'iyah took place on day 11, so according to Beis Shammai, there's no difference between day 11 and day number 1. She needs to be Shem Yom K'neged Yom. She is Tamei Min HaTorah until she does Shemiras Yom K'neged Yom. And regarding a carbon as well, she is Mechuyev a carbon until she is Shem Yom K'neged Yom. However, according to Beis Hillel, it is only a Tumah Midrabbanan. Regarding the next day, day number 12, if she was Shemir that day, and she was Tovel, and it was Meshamish, so according to Beis Shammai, there is a chi, and she sees again, she's dam again. According to Beis Shammai, it is tumah midrabbanan. According to Beis Hillel, it is merely a gargaron. Continues the Gemara. Tana rabbanan. We learned in the price. Vishavin. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree if she sees during the Yud Aleph Yimei Ziva, any other day aside from day 11, there's no machlekes. Vishavin b'tevelas laila lezava. She sees, say, on day number one, and she's tevel immediately that night. She ain't a tefillah. Tefillah doesn't count. Why? Because she's obligated to be shem yom k'neged yom. She ain't a tefillah. V'shavin b'roya, and the Brisa explains again. V'shavin, they agree. B'roya b'seichid alaf yom. V'tav l'era b'shimsha. Shemetav amishka b'mayshav. V'chayav b'makarbon. Certainly in that case of a re'iyah on day number one of the meziva, she is tamei. They're chayav b'makarbon up until she is matar herself by being shem yom k'neged yom. When is there a machlekes? Ella only b'yom yud alaf yom, on day 11. Shebeshami oimrim metamim mishka v'moishav v'chayav v'karbon. Beshami maintain that day 11 is no different than the rest of the Yimei Ziva. Ubesil poitrim v'karbon. Beshil hold no. Day 12 does not obligate shmiras yom k'neged yom, and therefore that night she can be tovel and natura, she is tor and potter from karbon. Omer lem b'sham b'sil. What's going on? Maishna yoyim yidalef, miyoyim teich yidalef. Why are you differentiating between day 11 and the rest of the days? Im shiva loy l'tuma, if you yourself, b'sil, are equating day 11 to the other days regarding tuma, you've said that they are tametami mishkav moishav, although it is a re'iyah of day 11, so you're equating it regarding tuma, lo yishva loy l'karbon, so why are you not equating them regarding carbon? Why are you not mechayev a carbon? Amar lem b'sham b'sil b'shamay loy. There's no kasha. There's no comparison. Im amris b'seichid alaf yoyim. If somebody sees dam on the other days, say on day number one, certainly in that case there's a chiyah to be shem yom k'neged yoyim. Why? Shekein yoyim shalachar mitzarev yimei leziva. Because the day following day number one, day number two and day number three can be mitztarif with day number one to make her into azava, to azava gedayla, and therefore it is logical, it makes sense that day number one would have all the dinim of ziva, and would be mechayev shmir shem k'neged yom. Taimru, how could you compare? How could you say b'yoyim yud aleph on day 11 that it should also have the same halachas? She'en yoyim shel achrav shem mitztarif yimei leziva. Day 11 has a disadvantage. He's different than the other days. Day 11 cannot be mitzdarif with the subsequent days to make her into a zava gedola. And therefore, since day 11 cannot be mitzarif with the following days. Therefore, it doesn't have any chiyuv of being shomer yayim kenegedim. It has a disadvantage. It's different than the other days. It can't be mitzarif with day number 12, meaning the ri'ah of day number 12 will never combine with ri'ah of day number 11. And therefore, regarding the ri'ah of day 11, it is also exempt from the halacha of being shomer yayim kenegedim. Amr lam be shamai, hashu midei seichem. Why aren't you consistent with your position? Again, im shiva le tuma, you agree that even the ri'ah of day 11 brings with it a tuma that night, the night after day 11. Even after she's tovid, you agree she's still tamei. So why not regarding carbon? Yashu le carbon. We should equate ri'ah of day 11 to the other days also regarding carbon. Vim lo yishiv le carbon, if you are not mechayiv a carbon, lo yishiv le tuma, why you be matame them? Ahamalem besilel. What's the shaykhs? What's the comparison between tuma and carbon? Even a venul de tuma lahachmer. If we apply the halachas of tuma in this case, that is only a chumra. It's only a chumra with the rabbanon. Certainly with the raisa, they're not tuma in this case. When she saw on day 11 and she was table that night, there was no requirement to be shayim yayim keneged yayim minat Torah. It is only a chumra with the rabbanon, like we mentioned before, it's a gzera. Loi levi eil de carbon lahakil. We can't possibly be mechayiv, obligate them to be a carbon, to bring a carbon that they're not mechayiv in Atayra. That would be bringing chulun lazara. That would actually be causing a kula here. We can't do that. V'oid, in addition, says Beisil Tvei Shammai, midivreichem atem noishchem. From your own words, you are biting, you're contradicting yourself. Why? She'atem reimrim, because you yourself are saying, tov l'yayim shela achrof. If she is tovel on the day following day 11, meaning, on day 12, if she was shem yom keneged yom, and she is tovel, and then v'shimsha, she was mishamish, va'achach kach ra'asa, and afterwards she saw dam, you yourself are admitting, agreeing, shemetame mishke v'moshav v'ptur min ha'karvan. In the Mishnah you said, that in that case, there is a gzera d'rabbanon applied, and they are metame mid'rabbanon, they are metame mishke v'moshav, although they are not mechayiv karvan. So you see, you yourself are differentiating sometimes between tuma and karvan. Af atam hishvu b'midaseichem. You too should, hashvu b'midaseichem, should be consistent in your halachis. Im shivu le tuma, if you're equating this case to the other days regarding tuma, hiyashvu le karvan. What about karvan? Why are you being patering? Why are you not being mechayiv a karvan? Vim lo yishivu le karvan, if you're not equating this day to the other days regarding karvan, lo yishvu le tuma. So why then are you being metame? So the same argument you're giving us can be applied to yourself as well. Ella, you must say the answer is lahachmer lelahakil. You're simply being stringent. You're imachmer. You're imposing a tumma midrabanon, but not regarding carbon. To be mechayiv them a carbon would necessitate bringing chul nazara, which would actually be a kula, and that we're not empowered to do. Hachanami. So too in our case, lahachmer lelahakil. We're just trying to be machmer, and we can't bring a kula. We can't allow them to bring chul nazara. Meaning that if she sees on Yom Yud Aleph on day 11 and she's table that night, although we apply Gzeirah D'Rabbanan to be machmer, to be matam with them, that's strictly regarding a chumra, regarding tumah, but not to allow them to bring chul nazara. So in conclusion, there was an argument between Yisil and Beis Shammai regarding day 11. Beis Shammai holds it is equated to any other day of Yimei Ziva, and it requires Shmir Yom Keneged Yom until tomorrow, until she is Shomer, the beginning of day 12, she is Tmei Min HaTorah. She sees Dam afterwards, she is Tovel on day 12, and she sees Dam afterwards. It is only a Tumah Mafreya Midrabbanan, but not a Chiv Karvan. According to Beis Hillel, day number 11 does not require Shmir Yom Keneged Yom, since it cannot be mitzarev, it can never combine with day 12 to make it a double riyah, to make it a two-day riyah, certainly not to turn it into a three-day riyah, zava gedoyla. Since that's the case, day number 11 has a disadvantage and does not have a chiyuv of shayim yom keneged yom. She can be tovel that night, and Torah, she's full-fledged tar. However, midrabanan, there's a tumah, but only lahachmer, and not lahakil, not regarding allowing them to bring a karban. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, according to Beis Shammai says that on day 12, when she is Shem Yom Keneged Yom for day 11, she was Tovel, and she was Meshamish. afterwards she sees dam, she is tamei midrabon. Why? It's a gzeira. Because as we explained earlier, if this were to happen on any other day, on any other one of the Yimei Ziva, meaning, for example, if she would have seen dam on day one of Yimei Ziva, which requires her to be shomer yom keneged yom day two. If she is shomer yom, the beginning of day two, she's toivel, and at that point she's tor, but the tahara is pending. Perhaps she'll see dam again, and that riya will cancel the tahara, will be a tumah l'mafreya retroactively. So in that case, since it is a tumah, it is a tumah that can happen. Therefore, the Chachamim were geyser and were metame even on day 12 because of a gzeira that if this would have happened on day 2, meaning they would have been mishamish, and then she would have seen dam, it would have been metame l'afreya. Therefore, the Chazal made a gzeira to be metame even on day 12 to avoid confusion. Says Rav Huna, a tremendous chiddush. If we see Beis Shammai make this type of gzeira, so then even if she doesn't see, even if day two came along, she saw on day one, she was shomer at the beginning of day two, and she was mishamish, even if she never actually saw on day two, there would be a gzeira derabanan, and she would be tummy. Why is that? Because gzeira loy rasa otu rasa. With gezer, a case where she hadn't seen, otu rasa, since if she would have seen, she would be tummy. So Chacham applied a tuma, even when she hadn't seen yet, to avoid confusion. It's gzeira derabanan. Just like we see that Beis Shammai are metame on day 12, in the case where she was metare herself and she was mishamish and she saw later on, Beis Shammai were metame l'mafreya. Why? Because although now in Atara there's no grounds for tumah, because the riyah of later is not mitzdarif and is not metame l'mafreya, nevertheless Chachamim made a gzeira derabanan to metame her, because since if this took place on a different one of the Meziah Ziva, meaning she was Shemir Yom Kinek Diyayim, she was Toivah, and then she sees that Riyah indeed would have been Metam Hul Mafreya. Therefore, the Chazal applied a Tumah in our case as well, Mishum Gzeira. Therefore, in the case of a Riyah on day one, and day two she was Shemir Yom Kinek Diyayim, and she was Toivah, the Chacham will apply a Tumah right now, at the present moment, even though she has not yet seen, a Gzeira, because perhaps she might see. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Mishkava Moshava Shebesheni, her Mishkava and a Moshav, what she sat or lied on day number two, she sees on day number one, which requires Shmir Shem Kineged Yom day number two, and she was Tevil. At this point, Matayr she is Tor, however, Midrab Banan, there will be a Tuma on her Mishkava Moshav. Beishamai Metamin Avo Pisha Tavla, even though she was already Tevil, Avisha Loy Rasa, even though at this point, she has not yet seen, and she never saw for the rest of the day either. Still, there will be a tumah midrabanan. My time, why? Kivon de ilu chazyu matamya. If she would see, she would be matamei l'mafreya. Retroactively, hashto nami matamya. Chacham made a gzera to matam her now as well. Even if there was never an actual riyah that happened during the rest of that day. Om Rav Yosef, my kamashmalan, what is he teaching us? It is simple, everybody knows this. Tanina, we've already learned this halach in the Mishnah. Tovel yom shel achrav. If on day number 12 she was tovel, v'shimshas beisa v'achkach rasa v'shame oimer metama v'shkaves moishaves upter ben akarbon. We see beferish Mishnah that v'shame say that certainly in a case where she was shem yom kneged yom and she was mishamish, she was tovel and she was mishamish and she sees dam, she will be metame v'shkaves moishav mafreya midrabanan. So you see the Chazal did make a gzera in this case, even though there were no grounds for tumah midat Torah. However, Chazal imposed a tumah derabanan mishum gzera. So what are you teaching us, Rav Huna? It's a very Mishnah. Beis Shammai explicitly stated this halach in the Mishnah. Omer Rav Kahana, Ras Hashani. How could you compare the halach of the Mishnah? In the Mishnah, she had a riya, she was Rayadam. And therefore, since she was Rayadam on day 12, there is sufficient grounds to apply a gzeira derabanan. Why? Because if this would have happened on day 2, meaning she was Shemi Yom Kineged Yom, beginning of day 2, she was Tevel, and then she sees Dam, in that case she would have been Tamim HaTorah. Therefore, Chacham applied a Tumah midrabanan even on day 12. Even if this occurred on day 12. And on day 12, the Re'iyah is not Metamim Afreya, it is not Metamim HaTorah. However, since if this would have happened on day 2, it would have been Metamim HaTorah, HaChama made a Gzeira on Metamim her even in this case, to avoid confusion. That's only because it was an actual Re'iyah. However, in the case of Rav Huna was being Mechalish to us, was teaching us a great Chiddush, that even if there was no Re'iyah, she's still Metamim Midir Rabbanan. Again, she saw on day 1, on the beginning of day 2, she was Shem Yom Kineged Yom, she was Tevil, and there was never a Re'iyah, another Re'iyah on that day. Rav Huna wants to tell us that according to Beis Shammai, she is Tamei Mishum Gzeret Rabbanan. You have no Raya, you have no proof for that halacha. To that extent, to be Matamei Isha, even if she doesn't see, she's Matamei Atu Rasa, Aloy Rasa, Atu Rasa. You don't see that. Where do we find such a Gzeret Rabbanan? You can't make a Raya from the Gzeret in our Mishnah, where she saw on day 12. She's Tamei Rabbanan because she saw, because it was a Raya. The Gzeret Rabbanan was applied because there was an actual Raya. Although when Atar she's tar, the Rabbanan applied a tuma, because if this Riyah would have happened on a different day, she would have been tamei. Here too, the Rabbanan would have been tamei. But you have no Raya. You can't compare this to the case of Rav Huna, where there was no Riyah. How could you be tamei Isha if she didn't see anything? So Rav Kahana is really responding to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said to Rav Huna, about Rav Huna, Maika Mashlan, what is he teaching us? It is a Beferish Mishnah. It is an open Mishnah, open halacha now Mishnah, that a Gzeret Rabbanan is applied to this case. Says Rav Kahana, in our Mishnah there was a Re'iyah. Rav Huna's Chiddush is that even if there was no Re'iyah, she's Tamei. So that is a Chiddush that is not stated in our Mishnah. Amar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef responds to Rav Kahana, you're telling me that there's a distinction between our Mishnah and the case of Rav Huna. In our Mishnah there was a Re'iyah, in Rav Huna's case there was no Re'iyah. Dr. Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, V'chira somay havi, Re'iyah denidahi. Sure, there was a Re'iyah on day 12. But let's remember, day 12, is it one of the Yimei Ziva? Certainly not. It is already a Yom Nida. The Re'iyah that happened on day 12 does not constitute a Re'iyah of Ziva. It is a totally different category. Now, regarding the Re'iyahs of the Yimei Ziva, regarding yesterday's Re'iyah, it is totally non-existent. It doesn't combine. It is as though she never saw anything. Halachically speaking, regarding the context of Re'iyahs of Yimei Ziva, it's non-existent. It is as if she didn't see anything. So, and if we see that Beis Shammai, a Goyzer, are Metamaher on grounds, on account of this Re'iyah, so evidently, Beis Shammai, we see that Beis Shammai is Metamei in Isha, Mishum Gzeira, even if there was no Re'iyah that took place. So similarly, in the case of Rav Huna, on day number 2, she'll be tummy even if no Re'iyah actually takes place. So, yes, it is an open Mishnah that, according to Beis Shammai, the Gzeret Rabban will apply even when there's no Re'iyah. And what is Rav Huna teaching us? It is a Beferisha Mishnah. Amalei Abaye to Rav Yosef. Responded Abaye to Rav Yosef. Rav Kahana, hachi kakashale. Rav Kahana had the following problem, meaning, this that Rav Kahana said, Rasa Shaini, he was coming to explain why you can't prove, you can't infer the halacha of Rav Huna to be Matame Isha on day number 2 when there is no Re'iyah. You can't compare that to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah, in our Mishnah there was a Re'iyah. What Rav Kahana meant to say was as follows. It's actually a Kasha. I have a difficulty with Rav Huna's Chiddush. How could you go ahead and say that Chacham were Metamei Isha when there was no Re'iyah? Bishleima, all is good and well. Hecha de Rasa. When Isha does see, for instance, in the case of our Mishnah, if she sees Dam, so Chacham will say, well, if this Re'iyah would happen a different day, she would have been Tamei. So here too will be Metamei. Gazrina Re'iyah Deniyah de Atu Re'iyah de Zava. Will be Geyser, although this is a Re'iyah of Anida, will be Geyser and be Metamei her Atu. Since if this would have happened during the Re'iyah of the Ziva, she would have been Tamei. Here too she'll be Tamei. Ella hecha delay rasa my nigzerbe. But how could you say, how could it enter your mind to be Metamei Isha when she hadn't seen yet? There's no grounds to be Geyser when there was no Re'iyah. You can't say you'll be Metamei Isha when there was no Re'iyah atu a gzera mishum rasa. We don't find such a thing. Meaning that what Rav Kahana meant to say was that even though in our Mishnah it's a ri'ah of anida, and halachically you're right, Rabbi Yosef, this is not really a ri'ah in the context of the ziva classification. With regard to ziva, this is not considered the ri'ah of day 12 is not considered a proper ri'ah, and therefore you were telling me, Rabbi Yosef, that Rav Huna's chiddush can't be inferred from the Mishnah. It is indeed a tremendous chiddush, and you can't ask Pshita, my Kamashmal, what is Rav Huna teaching us in the Ferish Halach in the Mishnah? You're right on that account. The Riyah of the Mishnah is indeed a Riyah of a Nida, and regarding Ziva, it is non-existent. What I meant to ask was as follows. Logically speaking, how could Rav Huna be Matam and Isha that wasn't Raya? The case in the Mishnah, in the case of Mishnah, she was a Raya. Practically speaking, there was a Riyah. Whether we're considering a Riyah of a Ziva, or considering a Riyah of a Nida, Lamaisa, practically speaking, there was a Riyah. And therefore, there is enough grounds to be Matam and Isham because of Gzera D'Rabbanan. How could your Rav Huna be mechadesh to me that even in a case where there was no Riyah at all that took place, there was a Riyah on day number one, and day number two she was Shemir Tahar, she was Tevel, and now for the rest of the day no Riyah actually took place, you're going to go be Matam her as well? That is a tremendous Chiddush. How can you do that? So that is Machlekes bin Rav Huna Afkana. Rav Huna says, even if there's no Riyah, we apply Gzera D'Rabbanan. Because since if she would see, she would be Tameh, so even prior to seeing, she's Tameh Midrabanan. On day number two, Rav Kana says, we don't find such a Chiddush. That's impossible. We're not Metameh Isha if she doesn't see. There's no such a thing as a Tumah for Isha that wasn't Raya, Gzerim Shum Rasa. Says the Gemara, Va'oid, in addition, I have a Raya from a Mishnah a lot like you. I have a Raya that if an Isha sees on day number one, and she needs to be Shomer Yom Kineged Yom on day number two, and she was Shomer and she was Tevel, at that point there's no Tumah D'Rabbanan at all. Her Tahara is pending. We have to wait and see what happens the rest of the day. But if she is indeed clean for the rest of the day, there was no Tumah that happened on the rest of the day of Yom Beis, we don't find any Tumah D'Rabbanan applied in this case. How do we see that? Right now we see in the Mishnah, Haroya Riyah Achas Shel Zayiv. If a man, if an ish sees one riyah, his tahara is pending. Even if he's tevil now, he has to wait and see what happens tomorrow. He has the same din as an isha. There is no halacha of shmir yom kineged yom applied to an ish. He is just a valkeri, which has a tuma kala, a lenient tuma. V'tanya, we learned further, if somebody is to move the riyah, the ziva that he saw, it is pending. We have to wait and see what happens the rest of the day. Meaning, if there's no second ziva, fine, and it's tar, then he's only a balkari. If a second riyah comes along, then he'll be tamei tuma ziva. But up until then, he is tar, and there's no tuma drabban applied as well. Obeisilel say no. When a zav sees a man sees one riyah, there is no halacha of shmir yom kineged yom. He is completely tar if he's tevil, and there is no need to be shmir yom kineged yom. Meaning that his tahara is not pending. Even if he'll go see another ziva, he'll be tameh going forward, but not retroactively. The concept of shmir yom kineged yom, where an isha needs to be shamer the next day with tahara, and if she sees the next day it combines with the previous day to mitama retroactively, that only applies to an isha, not an ish. So again, there's a machlokes b'sham b'sil, if a man sees one ri'ah, whether the halacha of shamer shem kineged yom will apply. Continues the bride, if a man was to lie or sit on something between the first and second ri'ahs, so again there's a machlokes b'sham b'sil, according to b'sham toilin, since he needs to be shamer yom kineged yom, so his status is pending. Let's see what happens. If he sees another Riyah, then retroactively he was a Ziva, a Zav to begin with, and he was Matam his Mishka B'Moshav. Going to be Sil Mataran? No. His Tumah will be going forward. From the second Riyah and on, he will be Tameh, but not retroactively. Oktani Reisha. Now, if we go back to Reisha, what did the Reisha say? Haroya Riyah Acha Shel Zayiv. If he sees one Riyah, B'Shamu Oimrim K'Shemer Yishem K'Neged Yoyim. He has a din of a Shemer Yishem K'Neged Yoyim. And what happens then? The Mishnah, the Brisa said that according to Beis Shammai, it's toilin. His tahara is pending. There's no tumah to Rabbanan applied. There's no tumah at all until we see what happens. If he sees again, then retroactively he'll be tummy. If he doesn't see, then he'll be tar gomer. He'll be tar, completely tar, without any tumah to Rabbanan. Almost, we see from here, Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, since we compared him to Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, so we see by Isha as well, who is being Shemer Yom Keneged Yom, Veshamei Toilin. On her second day, on day number two, she merely has to wait it out and see what happens. But there is no Tumah the Rabbanan applied. So it's a Kashan Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that even on day number two, there is a Tumah the Rabbanan applied, even if there is no Re'iyah that actually took place. And says the Gemara, Loi, Teima Shemer Shem Keneged Yom. Don't say, revise the Braisa, don't say that an issue sees Ziva, one Ziva, he has a din according to Beshamai as like a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. Don't say that. Ela'ema kiboyo Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. But rather, he has a din like a man who is boil, a isha who is Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. In that case, certainly there is no Tumah Rabbanan applied to the boil. And therefore, it is a good comparison. We're comparing a man who sees a Riya to a boil Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. And therefore, he merely has to wait it out. There's no Tumah Darabanan applied. He has to wait out and see what happens, if he'll see another time or if he won't. Either way, regardless, the Tumah will be going forward. If he sees again, there will be a Tumah from the second Riyah going forward, not Lafreya. But you have no Raya. You can't infer from here. What is the halacha of an Isha who is a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom? In that case, certainly, even on day two, even if she was already Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, she was Tevel, and she hadn't seen anything yet, there will be a Tumah Darabanan applied to her. That is Rav Huna's response. Ask the Gemara, you're making a differentiation between a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, where the Chacham applied a Tumah even if she hadn't seen, even if she was a Loira Asa, you're making a distinction between that and an Ish who is Boil a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. Generally speaking, the Boil has the same din as the Isha. But in this case, you're saying that the Chacham did not apply a Tumah to the Boil. His status is pending. He is not Matamei D'Rabbanan unless there was an actual Riyah. Why is that so? Why are you being matar the ish and not applying gzeira d'rabbanan, tumah d'rabbanan? And regarding the isha, there is a tumah d'rabbanan. Ma'ishna ihu d'loy matav mishkav moshav. Why regarding him, he is not matav mishkav moshav d'rabbanan? Or ma'ishna why ihi by her the matam yilei? You're being matam hamad d'rabbanan. Answers the Gemara ihu d'loy shchichi beidomim. By a man. It is not usual for him to see dam. He is not a source of dam. Like Gozer Rabbanon, Rabbanon will not gozer by him to be matamim. However, the isha the shchichi b'damim. It is common, it is usual to find by her dam. She is a source of dam. Therefore, Gozer Rabbanon, Chacham will gozer by her to be matamim her, even if she wasn't roya. If she's holding during the second day, during the shemeres yom keneged yom, even if she hadn't seen yet, she's tamei midrabbanon. Continues the Gemara. Why is it that she is metami her mishkav amoisha midrabanan? Why is she not metami the boil? Tosfos Rosh explains the Gemara's kasha is that if you're being metami the isha, if you're considering her to be tame, so she should be metami the boil just by coming into contact with him. Matumas maga. Answers the Gemara. Mishkav amoisha the shchiach. For a woman to lie or sit on something and be metami it, it's common, it's usual. Shchiach. Therefore, metamile chachamim apply the gzera. Boil a person to be boil atmeya deloy shchiach, something uncommon loy metamya. Therefore, the chacham will not metame the man. So, in conclusion, we had a din in the Mishnah a gzera d'rabbanon, where even though there's no tumah Torah, chachamim imposed a tumah d'rabbanon, and that applied in three different cases. It applied to if an isha sees on day 11. According to Beis Hillel, that night she could be Toivel, and Matoyah she's Toir. However, Midrabanan, she's still Tamei. Why is that? It's a Gzeira, because if this would have happened on a different day, it would have been Metamei. Chacham applied a Tumah to this case as well. We have another case. On day 12, if she is Shem Yom Keneged Yom, she is Toivel, she's Meshamish, and then she was a Rasa. According to Beis Shammai, she is Tamei Midrabanan, since she was Rasa, and if this would have taken place on a different day, on the other Yimei Ziva, she would have been Tamei Lafreya. Therefore, Chacham applied a Tumah to day 12 as well. And then we have Rav Huna's Chiddush that takes Beis Shammai's Chiddush and stretches it a bit further. He says, even on day 2, meaning if she saw on day one, and she was Shomer Yoyim on day two, and she was Tevel, and she hadn't seen anything for the rest of the day, still Chachamim imposed the Tumah Derabanan on that day. Rav Kahana disagreed with Rav Huna. Rav Kahana says you cannot be Matamen Isha, she hadn't seen anything. Continues the Gemara. Tanan Tavli Yom Shalachra, we have a halacha in the Mishnah. If an Isha sees on day one, and day number two, she was Shomer Tahara, and she was Tevel. Vishimsha, and she was Mishamish on that day. Harezu Tarbisra, it's a very bad behavior. Magon Ubilas and Tluim. Their actions are pending. They're totally. Why? Because if she sees that day, the Tumah on day two will be Matam Hulam Freya, Menatoira. My love, is it not Divri HaKoili? Is the safe of this Mishnah not following the Shita of everybody, meaning even according to Beis Shammai? And what does it say in the Mishnah? There's no Tumah Derabanan. It is pending. We'll wait and see. If she sees again, she's Tumah Menatoira Mafreya, retroactively. Otherwise, she's Torah. And we don't find any Tumah Derabanan imposed in this case. So we have a Raya, we have a Kasha on Rav Huna's Chiddush. We see a Farish Mishnah, Mishnah states very clearly that there's no such thing as Tumah Derabanan without a Riyah. It says the Gemara Loi Beis Hillel, this is only following the Shita of Beis Hillel, and according to Beis Shammai, there would still be a Tumah Derabanan in this case. The Sanu of Linton of Braisa, and we see from this Braisa that the Sefer of the Mishnah is following Beis Hillel. Amar Lehen, Rabbi Yehuda Beis Hillel. To this behavior you're calling Tarbis Ra bad behavior? The case where a person is Boil and Isha on the day that she's being Shoyim Yom Kineged Yom? How could you only call it merely a Tarbis Ra? This man intended to be Boil and Ida. It's not just a bad behavior, it's a terrible thing. Says the Gemara, Nida Sankadayatach. We're not speaking about Nida, we're speaking about a Zava. Ela Eima, but say, Livalas HaZava. Rabbi Yehuda was telling Basil, this man had intended to be Boil Zava. Says the Gemara, Zava Sakadaitach. She's not a Zava either. She was already Shomer Yom Kineged Yom. She was Tevel. Technically speaking, she's still Torah. Why are you calling her a Zava? Ela Eima, but say, Livo Shomer Yom Kineged Yom. This man had intended to be Boil Shomer Yom Kineged Yom. It's a terrible thing. He's taking an awesome risk. A very, very serious risk he's taking. If she sees Dam, she'll be Tamla Freim and Atayra. So it's not just merely Tarbis Ra. So Rav Yehuda had a problem with the terminology of Beis Hillel. But nevertheless, you see that who is the man de Omar? Who is this Shita? This is Beis Hillel. So Rav Huna responds and says that this Seif of the Mishnah is merely Beis Hillel. However, according to Beis Shammai, certainly there will be a Tumah Derabanan applied even in this case of a Loi Rasa, as Rav Huna had stated earlier. Continues the Gemara. Itma we've learned. Asiri, what is the halach of the 10th day? We've learned a Mishnah, in our Mishnah, that the 11th day, day 11, there is a machlokes with Shammai Basil. According to Beis Shammai, she requires Shmiras Yom Kineged Yom. According to Basil, there is no such requirement. Why is that? Basil explained, because the day 11 cannot be mitzdarif with the following days, who are already out of the realm of Yimei Ziva. The question is, what about day 10? You see, day 10 could technically be mitzdarif with day 11. If she sees on day 10, she has to be Shomer day 11. She sees on day 11 again, she's Zavaktana, and she's Tamei. So day 10 could combine with day 11. However, it cannot become a Zavakdaila, meaning day 11 cannot carry on to day 12. So the question is, according to Beis Hillel, who exempt day 11 from being Mechuyev to keep Shomer Yom Kineged Yom, because day 11 cannot combine with the next day, what's going to be with day 10? Do we say, since it carries somewhat potential to advance her status, it could develop into a 2-day Ziva, if she would see day 11, so is that enough to consider day 11 as an ordinary Yom Ziva, and it requires Shomer Yom Kineged Yom, or perhaps since it cannot develop into a full-fledged Ziva, since she can't see 3 days of Ziva, she can only see 10, 11, but no more, so perhaps day 10 is also limited and cannot obligator to be Shomer Yom Kineged Yom. Again, this is following Shita's Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, Itmar Siri. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Siri Kitshi has the same halacha of day 9. Ma Chi Bo Yishimur, just like if she sees on day 9, she's required to be Shomer Yom Kineged Yom on day 10. Af Asiri Bo Yishimur, day 10 also requires Shimur on day 11. Rish Lakish Amar, no. Asiri Kachad Asar. Day number 10 has the same halacha as day 11. Ma achadas or loy bayishimur, just like 11 doesn't require shimur, afasiri loy bayishimur, so too day 10 does not require shimur. Ikud the masnil aha. Some taught the machlekes of Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish in a different version, on a brayse. Amalir blazer ben Azari le Rekiva. Afilu atamarba b'shemen r'shemen kol ayem kulay eini shomei halacha. How do you derive the halacha that a person who brings a toida is required to bring a half a luk shemen and not a complete luk from the fact that the Torah repeats the word b'shemen oil twice? We have a klal ein ribuy achar ribuy elu l'rabbis. When the Torah repeats a ribuy twice, it's coming to diminish, and therefore a toida is only required to have a half a luk of shemen instead of a luk. That is the source of this halacha according to Rabbi Akiva. Says Rabbi Lezer and Zion Rabbi Akiva, that is not the source, that is not the root of this halacha. Even if you'll be marbe, if you'll try to derive from the ribuy of Hashem and Hashem the whole day, Eini Shomei Halacha, I will not listen to you. Ela, where then do we derive this halacha from? Ela Chatzi Luk Shemen LaToida, the halacha that a toida requires a half a luk shemen, or a vias, the Agurus, or vias Shemen LaNazir, and the Nazir requires only a quarter of a luk. That's the second halacha. And the third halacha, V'achad Asar Yem Shemen Nida LaNida, the halacha of the 11 days of Ziva, between the first Yemei Nida, Isha sees Dam, she's tummy for 7 days Yemei Nida. Afterwards come the 11 Yemei Ziva. Afterwards start again the Yemei Nida. This halacha, this concept, all the halachas that are pertaining to the Yemei Nida, Yemei Ziva, halacha l'Moshe Mei Sinai, it is learned from Moshe from Sinai. So that was the machlokes between Rav Lezer and Zion and Kiva. Where do we derive these halachas from? So now, on that, on this statement of Rav Lezer and Zayir, that the halachas of Nida and Ziva are halacha Moshe Mei Sinai, on that, there was a machlokes Rav Yechon Rish Lakish. The terminology of Rav Lezer and Zayir, that achadas haryoim, sounds like he's speaking about the actual 11th day as well. There's a halacha pertaining specifically to day 11. And on that, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. My halacha. Which halacha applies specifically to day 11? Rabbi Yechon Amar halacha Yeralef. A singular halacha, one halacha will apply to day Yeralef. Rish Lakish Amar Hilchas Achadasar, a plural. There are two aspects that apply to day Yeralef. Let's see what that means. Rabbi Yechon Amar halacha Achadasar. Day 11 has one halacha, has one unique halacha applied to it, which is Achad Asar Hu D'Lo Bo Yishimur. Day 11 does not require, does not obligate Shimur, does not obligate to be heard, to be Shemeres Jem Kenek Jem. If she sees on day 11, she does not have to keep day 12 as a shmirah for day 11. That is only one halacha. Day 11 is unique in the sense that it does not obligate shmirah shem keneged yom. However, halachrini ba'yishimur, it does serve to, as a shmirah yom keneged yom for other days. Meaning, day number 11 can be considered as a shmirah yom keneged yom for day number 12, day number 10. If she sees on day 10, she is indeed obligated to be shmirah yom keneged yom day 11. What we said before, that day 11 carries with it a unique halacha, it is a double halacha, it is in two aspects. Number one, lo yachad asar bo yishimur, day 11 does not require a shimur. If there is a ri on day 11, she is not required to be shimur day 12. V'lo yishimur la'asiri havi, and in addition, it will not serve as a shimur for day number 12, for day number 10. Meaning, that day number 10 is not required to be shimur yom keneged yom. And therefore, day number 11 has two aspects to himself. Number one, he does not require, does not obligate Shem Yom Kinek Dem if there is a Riyah on his day, on day 11. On day 11. In addition, he does not serve as a Shem Yom Kinek Dem for day 10. Because day number 10 is also exempt from the halacha of being Shem Yom Kinek Dem. So in conclusion, if an Isha sees on day 11, Bishamai require Shem Yom Kinek Dem, they still don't. According to Beisil, that are not b'chayif, that do not obligate Shmir Shem Kinek Dem on day 11, what happens to day 10? There's Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon says, even according to Beisil, that does not obligate Shmir Shem Kinek Dem on day 11, however, that's only day 11. On day 10, she is required to be Shem Yem Kinek Dem. Rish Lakish, on the other hand, says, just like day 11 is not required, so too, day 10 does not obligate her to be Shem Yem Kinek Dem.